In Georgia, it's legal to leave heavy metals left over from burning coal for electricity in contact with groundwater. That's the situation at a handful of Georgia Power's coal ash ponds around the state. But a bill in the Georgia House would change that. Meanwhile, down in the town of Juliet, people are still wrestling with the consequences of living near coal ash. Gloria Hammond remembers the day that Georgia Power came to talk about buying the home she shared with her husband, Kason. They were just back from the hospital, and she told them,
I'm telling you right now, we're not selling nothing right now because I already knew Kason was terminal.
By terminal, she means Kason was already sick with the cancer that eventually took his life. And by then, most everyone else up and down Luther Smith Road in Juliet had already sold out to the utility.
It's just only two of us left on the road.
But the Hammonds sent the man packing.
They haven't offered me nothing. He just told me, he said, you know, I will be back.
What Hammond has never known is why Georgia Power has bought so many homes in Juliet. Via email, Georgia Power says it's been to establish a buffer around their coal ash pond at Plant Shearer. What they won't say is why they need the buffer. Like Gloria Hammond, many in Juliet wonder if it isn't connected to illnesses like the cancer that killed Kason Hammond. So to learn more, Fletcher Sams, the Altamaha Riverkeeper, is taking water samples from kitchen sinks at the Hammond Place and at 99 other homes where people rely on wells for drinking water, wells drawn from groundwater that could be tainted with coal ash. Because Sam says there are a few things we do know.
We know and we can prove that the bottom of that ash pond is in contact with the aquifer.
That was made clear in hearings on the handover of coal ash management from the EPA to the state of Georgia in 2019. So right now, coal ash is partially submerged in groundwater in five of the 29 ash ponds Georgia Power is closing, in the towns of Smyrna, Rome, Noonan, and Carrollton, as well as in Juliet. Georgia Power says the plans to seal those ponds above ground, but not underground, are legal. And that's true. If they were storing something like your kitchen trash, it wouldn't be. So the framers of Georgia House Bill 756 say its aim is to regulate coal ash at least as stringently as household garbage. Sams is also gathering data to support the bill. The second thing we know, there are things in coal ash that can make people sick.
Stuff that I'm most concerned about are cobalt, boron, arsenic.
Sams well testing is already turning up these heavy metals, which can cause everything from cancer to diabetes, or in the case of lead, neurological impairment.
We had to start using the filter.
Lead is on the mind of the mother of the three-year-old girl at a home that Sams tests. Her daughter was diagnosed with high levels of lead.
She's 3 years old. This is all the water she's ever known. You know, if it comes back positive, she's been exposed to that for her whole life. Like, what do you do from that point on?
Georgia Power says when they've turned up heavy metals in their test wells, they've been within legal limits, which may suggest that there are levels of heavy metals we can consume safely.
I wouldn't go so far as to say safely.
That's Carmen Marcet, director of the Hercules Exposome Research Center at Emory University. They help communities get a handle on health issues through science, and they will vet Fletcher Sims' data. Marcet says Sims' tests are a one-day snapshot, not enough to say without a doubt that polluted well water has made people sick in Juliet in the past. But he says the samples could suggest a smart move from here on out is mitigating future coal ash exposure.
If we can prevent the exposure, you're much more likely to then prevent the health effect.
With coal ash, that would mean locking it away from air and water, the same way Duke Power is across its North Carolina ash ponds after an out-of-court settlement, and as described in Georgia House Bill 756. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Juliet.